Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Laura?
You know, I'm doing well. It's another day. Time flies now, doesn't it?
You and Lulu both are doing really good.
You know, it's a holiday coming up next week and got time off, and that's always good, spending time with the family, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, I am looking at the notes Lulu left me as well, so you're newer in business, right? You just recently started?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
So, actually, I have not actually landed anything yet.
Okay.
I actually had a bid for a job that I can either get to this afternoon or tomorrow would be my first bid. And then I have another job that's lined up for, I would say, the end of July timeframe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just in the very beginning stages of building the company. But, I mean, there's such a high demand, and the company I currently work for, they were okay with me going out on my own because they can't even keep up with the jobs that they have. So,
oh, wow.
huge demand in the trade, so.
Okay, okay. That's good. That's good. So have you done any type of marketing at all? Or, I mean, how do you get those new clients?
So one is a family or a friend, not a family, but, I mean, I consider him family. But he's got a rental property. He's got a couple people that are in it now that once they move out in the next, like, month, he's going to go down all the way to the studs of the home and redo the whole entire thing top to bottom. And then the other one was they found me and I contacted them through, Angie Leads.
Okay.
Leads.
Yeah.
So that was how that one went. So I'm part of that. And then I also did the Yellow Pages as well. Which Yellow Pages is free, but Angie Leads was not. Angie Leads.
Yeah.
$750.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And they charge you per lead, right?
They charge you per lead, so I have they ran a promo that you get like $1,000 worth of leads.
Okay.
But they give you for $750 they give you $1,000 worth of leads. Once $1,000 runs out, then you start paying per lead.
Got it. So okay.
It's kind of like a credit, I guess you would call it now.
Yes. Okay. All right. I got that. Well, when it comes with our listings, they're exclusive. So what that means is as soon as we start working with you, we do close out the category. So we don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you. So there's no sharing of leads, no chasing down leads. These people call you directly. Now, we do that by putting you on the first page of Google, and it's right there where the map section is. And I did do a quick search for the business online. I'm assuming since you're so brand new, have you gotten around to doing a Google business profile?
No, I have not. I had some gentleman call me the other day, but I couldn't really understand his accent. So I just told him that I was not interested at this time.
Got it.
Your accent,
okay.
However, it's very Midwestern.
I live in California.
Okay, so California. I mean, that's close enough.
Yeah, Western enough, right?
Right.
Well, our company as well, we're located in California. So I know a lot of SEO companies, they're located out of country and whatnot. So that's a little sketchy, but I understand on that end, you know. But with us, so our company, we're Local Splash. We've been in business. It's going to be 20 years in December. So we're a Google Premier Channel partner as well. And as I did mention, you know, what we do is basically put you on the first page of Google. It's right there where the map section is. And it's based off of keyword searches. So you're going to let me know what type of jobs you want to be found for. My onboarding team does research in your area based off of what is being searched the most. We pick those keywords. So anytime somebody looks up a keyword of yours, that's when your business pops up first page. So we do that with Google, Bing, and Apple. Now, we retarget those same people that are looking for your keyword searches. We retarget them on Facebook.
So we run ads for your business as well. They'll be able to click to call you directly. You do get a dashboard that tracks everything, so it'll show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that. And then price-wise, it is based off of a flat rate, so it's a month-to-month service. There is no contract. It's a flat rate of $299 per month. You have a one-time setup fee that's of $99 for all of your programming. So the initial investment is $398, and then after that, it's just $299 a month, and everything's included for that pricing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any questions for me?
No, not exactly.
Okay. So what do you think about everything? Is it something that you'd like to do?
I am interested, yes. So right now I'm going to search Google. And if I was a customer, right, so I'd go on mm-hmm. Google and I would search, like, electricians in the area or near me or whatever.
Yes.
Electrician. Let me just do it and see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll do it with you as well.
You have a map there, and then that's mm-hmm. that's the premier people that are on there. So I would pop up in those small businesses. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 in there right now, and then there's a link that says underneath it says more businesses.
Correct. If you click the more businesses, that would be what is the first page.
Okay. So how do you become in the top 3? Because I know most people don't click. They only click one time.
Actually, most people do click on that first page because they do look up the businesses in the area. Uh-huh. Yes, they, it's, 9 out of 10 people that look on that first page, they pick a company that's on that first page. Now the way that it works, so it's, nobody can guarantee you what place you're going to be at just because it actually fluctuates. It fluctuates on an hourly basis. Because Google works like a robot, so it's constantly changing up. What we do is put you on that first page. Now, that's where we're going to start, is on the first page. It takes us a max of 30 to 45 days to get you on that first page as well, because it is a bunch of the SEO that we have to do in the background and get you verified, of course. But what we do is little by little every month, I mean, we're going to put you up higher and higher, and we're going to help you by getting good reviews, because we are going to provide you with a URL tracker. All your clients have to do is click on that URL. They can leave you reviews. And then, of course, every month, you know, doing the SEO. So what we say is that first page placement on Google, and then month after month, the more that we can do the SEO, the better it'll be for your business to get you up higher and higher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also your ads, those start working within 7 to 14 days. And then the dashboard that tracks everything, so it'll show you your results. You're going to get that right away from when we start. Of course, there's not going to be anything on there because we're barely going to be getting everything ready. But you are going to have access to that. And I would assume you don't have a website yet, correct?
No, but I can create one pretty easily. I have another business, a side business, and I do for racing, motorsports, and stuff. So, yeah, building the website is no problem. I can get that on. Like, if you search my business on Google, like, I'm one of the top ones that pop up just because it's such a small niche.
Yes.
Stuff. And then what I do is I hide a lot of the SEO, like coding. Not really coding, but like keywords within underneath pictures and stuff like that on my website.
Yeah.
And that helps pop it up. So, yeah, if you search my stuff, it's pretty high up on Google, really.
That's good. Again, typically when there's not that much of those businesses around, you can absolutely get on that first page fairly quickly. The reason why I asked about the website, what I can do is include a website at no extra cost as well. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a text message that has a template of our website. So the websites are secure, and they are going to be, the user-friendly on tablets, phones, you know, desktops. And you can also make changes on that on your dashboard. It'll be included in there. And we can also do that for you. I mean, I know you said you can do one yourself. That's fine as well. So it's completely up to you.
Yeah, I would just rather do it myself just because it's easier to manipulate and change if I need to change something.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem. So, I mean, what do you think about all of this? I mean, is it something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, I would say we can move forward with it. I think it'll be really beneficial to get this thing off the ground and by, you know, spending the money now to get the advertisement, especially if it's a new business and you guys give a promo for that. Do you guys give any discount for veterans or anything like that?
Yes, we typically do, but since Lulu put you down newer in business, it actually is cheaper to go the newer in business route than the veterans route. And thank you for your service, by the way. Yeah. It's the package, typically, if you purchase it online, it's $5.99 a month with a one-time setup fee of $2.99. So it is, you know, we did lower it down. Pretty much when you're newer in business, it lowers it down to the lowest amount possible. And then the veterans it's a little bit higher a month, so I would assume you want to go new in business route.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yes, yes, and let me make sure I have your information correct. Mitchell, I have the spelling of your first name, M-I-T-C-H-E-L, is that correct?
No, there's two L's.
Okay, perfect, thank you for clearing that up. And then what is your last name?
Stats, S-T-A-A-T-S.
It's perfect.
Forwards and backwards.
I see that. All right, and then what is your email address?
So it's going to be stats.mitchell@gmail.com.
Okay, easy enough.
Business email too. It's freedomelectricalqc@gmail.com.
Do you want to use the business one? Okay.
Yeah, that way I can keep everything together as far as like what I'm using for it, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Okay, so I have freedomelectricalqc@gmail.com, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, for the number that you want your clients to call you on, is this the number that you want them to call?
Yes, for now.
Okay, that's fine. And then company name, I have Freedom Electrical LLC. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, address that I have is going to be 13328 42nd Street, West Milan, Illinois, 61264. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, is this a physical address?
It is. It's my home. I don't have a physical site yet.
That's okay. The reason why I ask is because typically if it's a home address, we do like to hide it on Google. Is that something that you'd like to do?
Yes, my wife would not like it if people are showing up
there. I know, that's why I typically recommend it. I don't understand why people like to show their home address, but people really do do it, and they do it fairly often. Okay. Now, do you want to add anybody else as a authorized user on the account?
No.
Okay. Now, as I did mention, my onboarding team, they research your area to find out what keywords are searched the most. So what type of jobs do you want to be found for?
Electrical wiring, electrical service. Let's see, what do other people search for? It's hard for me to say because I'm in the trade. It's like, what do people that don't know anything about it? Electrical outlets, they said electrical lighting.
I would, a big one that I hear as well in your industry, and I don't know if you provide it, but it's electrical panel upgrade.
Yep, panel upgrades.
Okay, and then I also hear the EV chargers for the cars.
Yep.
Okay.
Pretty much if it has power to it, I can do it. Like,
okay, so what I'm going to put down as well is all electrical work. Is that correct?
Yep. There you go.
Okay, that works. They'll figure it out. I mean, they're the ones that have all the analytics on their side, so that's something they can figure it out. Now, you are going to get an onboarding call that is within 1 to 3 days. Your onboarding call is, it's about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on how many questions you have. They do call within an hour window. That's basically to verify everything and to have everything the way that you want it to look. So based off of that, what does your availability look like? I do have some availability today, but we do have Thursday and Friday. What works best?
Thursday and Friday works best.
Okay. Do you want to do morning or afternoon?
Afternoon.
Okay. Do you want me to do it as late as I can or more of the early afternoon side?
I would say like around 1. So that'd be about 11 your time.
Yes. I can do between 1 to 2 tomorrow. Does that work?
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to Google you a I'm going to email you a Google invite.
Nowadays, you can't actually Google everything. I'll send you over that invite when we get off the phone through email. Let me send you a text message as well. It's going to be my office line and my direct extension. So our office line, you're just going to want to save that on your contacts. It's the 877 number that I just sent you. And you can also reach us there at, you know, we're here from 7 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Now, for that, your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Now, do you have a Facebook page or would you like us to make one for you?
No, I have one. I started one.
Perfect. Okay. We'll get that information from you tomorrow. And then you're going to make your own website, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Counties is fine.
Okay, I know you go far out. So what would be the first county?
Rock Island.
Okay, give me one. Okay. Perfect, I have that one down. What is the next one?
That would be Mercer.
Okay, I have Mercer County. I'm ready for the next one.
Henry.
Okay, I have Henry County. I'm ready for the next one.
Whiteside.
Is that one word? It is one word.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm ready for the next
one. That'd be about it, really. Maybe Knox County, okay. Which is K-N-O-X.
Okay. You know, these counties are very easy to understand. I typically deal with counties. I have to get the spelling, their interesting names. All of these are very easy.
Yeah. What part of California are you in?
I'm in Southern California. So I know when I deal with people from Southern California, I know every county they're talking about. But the other day, I believe it was, I don't know if it was in Wisconsin. I don't remember where it was, but each county had
some wicked ones. Yeah.
they were Indian names. I believe they were Indian names because of the way they sounded, right. And each one I had to get the spelling, and it was just very, it took a very long time.
I used to live in San Bernardino County in California.
Oh, that's where I'm at. What city?
Oh my gosh, I was at 29 Palms when I was in the Marine Corps. So I lived in 29 Palms.
I've been there.
Palm Springs a lot and, you know, Yucca Valley and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know the area. I'm in San Bernardino County myself. I was in Upland area. Now I'm in the Victorville area, which is the high desert. You're part of high desert, the other part of high desert, but, yeah, that's where I'm at. Did you like California? I know a lot of people aren't big fans of it.
I mean, I kind of. I mean, it was okay. I obviously was in the Marine Corps when I was out there, but it was. It has its ups and downs as far as the desert goes. But
I would agree.
Yucca Valley, or not Yucca Valley, Joshua Tree National Park, absolutely beautiful. The ecosystem changes. I don't know if you've ever been there or not, but highly recommend
I have.
If you haven't.
Yes, I have. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
During bees, the bees will attack anything that has moisture.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, thank you. I swell up when I get stung. I'd rather not. Okay, now for hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show you're open for?
Be 24 hours a day, because that offers, okay, like, services and stuff at night that people, you know, if they need electrical or something goes out, or, you know, they have something on fire and they need it replaced really quick for, you know, whatever reason.
Okay. I'm going to put you down for emergency services then as well. So you pop up for that. Okay, perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It has my name. We'll just use
that. And is there a middle initial?
Right.
That's okay.
Let me see. That's a good question. Yes, it does. Which is D, Delta.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then the billing address, is it the same as your home address, the 42nd Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then what type of card is it going to be?
It is a Visa.
All right. And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
1147-2026-3087. 4640. Expiration is 0928.
And when does it expire, or not expire, sorry, the security code?
161.
Okay. Now, every time that we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. You can pick whatever question, answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember the answer. So you can either pick mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay. And then what is it?
Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's easy enough. Boston. Yep. Perfect. Now I'm going to do the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It's going to outline the service agreement. Now if you have any questions, please feel free to stop me, and you are going to get everything through text and through email before we get off the line. So first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Freedom Electrical, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Mitchell Statz, owner.
Perfect. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Flash. This is why every time that we call you, we are going to call you from the 877 number that I sent you. And we're also going to ask you that security question so you know that it's us calling. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $398. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew. It's going to be each month on the 26th in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due so we have time to process and cancel everything. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you're going to receive a few automated text messages. I'm also going to send you a YouTube video. It's going to show you how to use your dashboard. I am going to log you into your dashboard before we get off the line as well. As I did mention, there's not going to be much going on for the first few days, but you can start uploading pictures. So let me get you there. It's going to take it'll take probably a couple minutes, but let me send you the YouTube video first. Okay, that got sent over. second. I want to make sure it all sends out. It looks like it's being triggered right now. Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a link right now, which is going to go over the terms and conditions.
Okay.
I just sent it to you. If you can open it up, it says mylocalsplash.com/terms, and then it has your phone number on it. And this is basically letting you know what we're going to do for you, which is that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it. Now, if you need to go on any of the directories listed, that's something that we can help you out with, but we'll go over that with you tomorrow. It also goes over Facebook ads that we will do for you, what we charged you, what you will be charged there for after. If you get really busy with work or if you do have a slowdown, you can always put your account on seasonal hold. We don't charge you. How you can cancel at any time. The only thing that I need you to do is if you can click those two boxes and then type in your name exactly the way that it looks and click confirm, it'll take you into what's going to be your login for your dashboard.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Let me see.
So that's login now.
Yes. Now let me make sure that it doesn't look like that text message was emailed. So your username is going to be your phone number. Now your password is going to be a temporary password, but that's going to be sent to you through text. Sometimes it takes a few minutes to arrive, which is I typically like to have my clients log in so they have access to it, but you're going to be receiving it in a few minutes. It shouldn't take any longer than an hour. It's going to basically be a link that you can go back into that login, and it's going to have your phone number as a username, and it'll have your temporary password so you can log in. But as of right now, it looks like everything's done. If you have any questions, you can send me a text, email, or call me. Oh, it already sent it to you. So the temporary password is netbing, all lowercase, one word, N-E-T-B-I-N-G.
Okay.
Were you able to get in?
Yes, ma'am. We're working on your account. Please check back in 35 business days.
You should have access to a lot sooner than that. Okay, I was going to say, it's a little weird it says that, but whatever the case is, you can start uploading photos now. Or you can wait till tomorrow. It's completely up to you. But tomorrow we'll go over everything during your onboarding, which is going to be between 1 to 2. And as I did mention, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Is there any questions that I can answer before we get off the line?
Nope. I think you helped me, tremendously. Hopefully this, helps the business take off.
It definitely will. I mean, it's Google.
Advertising, stuff like that. Yeah. As long as, you know, it pays back tenfold, you know.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. And also, you know, as soon as you start getting some money flowing in, there's other options that you have for advertising on Google. So I'll put you down on my calendar. I'll contact you in a few weeks and we can also go from there. Or you can also contact me, as I did mention, so we can get your business out there more. Sound good, Mitchell?
Yep. And then when I come out to California, I'll take you out for coffee.
That sounds awesome. Thank you so much, Mitchell. It's been a pleasure. Where does he live?
They live in Yucca Valley, but she's got horses and stuff out there. So
that's awesome.
I'll go ride some horses through the desert.
Oh, that's so cool. When was the last time you came down here?
2010.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, I was in Arizona because I just got out of the military recently, but a lot of my training was in Arizona. So basically Mexico, south of Tucson, about a half hour. So that's where my training was.
How'd you like Arizona?
Hate it.
Really?
It was okay. Just not much to do unless you wanted to travel a couple hours, you know.
Yeah.
At least where we did that.
Well, I mean, if you ever do come down, you know, let me know. We're in the same area. yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm super excited for you. This is going to be great for your business, and we'll keep in touch. Like I said, I'll put you down on my calendar, and also if you have any concerns, please feel free to reach out. Okay, Mitchell?
Yep, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, thank you. You have a good rest of your day. We'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right, thanks. Bye.
All right, thanks, and bye.